gang, welcome to Puck Off. We are playing under winter rules today because of the water damage here at the studio.
Look at that. Was a quick, right off the hop.
Yeah, come on.
Got one in there.
I don't know.
The captain. I'm sorry to jump.
We have our guest.
The great Graham Kay is in the house.
Great. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, buddy. Good to see you again.
Good to see you, too. It's been a year. I was up in Canada, and now I'm back down here. I experiencing American freedom again. It's great. Oh boy, buckle
good
up.
To be freedom's nice. Isn't it?
From the Toronto Maple Leafs, right?
I'm from Ottawa.
I forgot that.
Yeah, if you don't remember the episode from 12 months ago, I'm from Ottawa, and the only thing I like more than Ottawa winning is when Toronto loses.
Swimming in this, you know what's really funny?
So you're having a good year.
I'm having a great year.
You know what's really funny then is you're gonna love. People are gonna think I'm a shill from on one of these picks that we have at the end of the show. I thought you were a Toronto guy. It's gonna look like I went.
That's racist.
Hey, you know the Senators have been looking pretty good.
They won five in a row, and then they lost in overtime to the hottest team in the NHL, the Minnesota Wild, last night, and our top two goalies got injured, and we called up some guy from, literally the East Coast League. I'm not even sure what that is. I think
the Hamburglar.
The Hamburglar.
Mr. Hammond.
The Hamburglar.
Killing it.
Who is, program tease, possibly up for one of the esteemed awards this week.
Wow.
But we shall have to see. First, let's give our old last week's guest, Jose Galvez, hockey genius.
Jose made a nice call.
He called it your Detroit Red Wings.
Very pleased with our pickups.
You know, would get Eric Cole from Dallas.
Smart.
And they did.
That was a great pickup.
And you are so happy. And, of course, I said, we're 50-50 on Jágr. I was on the way home. I found out that we got Daniel Winnick, and we're out of the Jágr sweepstakes, and there goes that.
Yeah.
So by the time you listen to this, you knew Bartnick was a moron, and I'm crying in my I'm crying that no more Jágr.
Don't worry about it, Jágr. I mean, I love the guy. I love his mullet. I love everything about him. But he is really, really, like, it's in the past year especially, a shadow of what he used to be.
He looked pretty good.
Well, it's true, although he did just tie Espo.
Yeah.
Yes.
He looked pretty good last night on the he looked pretty good last night, and I texted you, Captain, to see if you were around. They needed you.
I heard that. Yeah.
In Florida, we can start out with that. If you probably know by now if you're listening, but we're doing this Wednesday as always. Tuesday, the great Bobby Lou got hurt. Robert Luongo, Roberto Luongo, went to the hospital, got MRI, was upstairs in street clothes enjoying some peanuts. The less than great Al Montoya came in, got hurt. So then they were going to dress some defensemen, and they were going to dress the goaltender coach, the great Rob Tallis.
Oh, yeah.
And Rob Tallis, who I tried to get Brian – I texted Brian's – or tweeted Brian Slagle and the owner of Metal Blade – and the great Don Jameson from the Metal Show, and said, "Hi, Rob Tallis." There's a band called Tallis with a great song, "High Speed on Ice." I said, "We almost had Rob Tallis."
Well, you needed Rob.
But no,
I was ready to go.
You were, but Montoya sucked it up, stayed in there, and then Luongo came out of the press box and said, "I'll suck it up even harder, Montoya." And he went from the MRI to back on the ice.
That just goes to show you how they're like really protecting their contracts and stuff, right? Like they're just like, I want to hurt myself really badly. But they could play. Like if it was
he didn't have time to finish his peanuts.
Well, I thought. Well, you know what? That's very cynical. Especially from McKinnon, I thought you would love the fact he just came back in as a hockey player.
He had the MRI. He can just magically just dress. If you have an MRI, I mean, come on.
Well, he sucked up for his team. Montoya couldn't move.
Montoya always gets injured.
And that's how the Maple Leafs broke their, 0-18 streak. They beat a crippled guy. Montoya couldn't move.
You must love this guy. Now
I love him.
I do have to say something that, I'm now a Wild fan. Not just because they're doing well. Because of what happened with the guy, what's his name, the defenseman, Leopold.
Oh, you like the letter.
I like the daughter. The daughter was awesome with that letter, man. And then the Wild management went out and got him.
Wouldn't it be great if he wrote that letter? If you don't know the story, there's like that there's like a
Jordan Leopold.
Jordan Leopold's daughter wrote like a handwritten child's letter, right? And taped it on and then sent it to like the GM of whoever Leopold was playing for.
Columbus.
Yeah. And then he was like, well, all right, I'll trade you.
Now, last week, I extended the olive branch to Minnesota after ripping them forever. Mm-hmm. We gave Dubnyk the Dio Award. So I'm not trying to pull back the olive branch, but all I'm going to say is there is no more meaningless pickup this trade deadline than Jordan Leopold.
Well, probably, but I like the way it went down.
And
I like the way it went down.
Write a letter and send that to his 11-year-old daughter. Yeah. He's meaningless.
Yeah, let's see you tell her that.
Yeah.
Thanks for helping them get swept.
Yeah.
Jordan Leopold. But I thought, you know, by picking up Cole and Meredith Zielicki, I give the Detroit Red Wings an A.
Wow, guys. Well, you know, we wanted Phaneuf, and I know Graham has some issues with
Phaneuf.
Him. But you know, because he's got that cannon of a shot, but, you know,
he's got he's got a cannon of a shot, but he also has a faux hawk, so you have to take that into account.
Well, that's true, too.
He's got frosted tips and a faux hawk, and it's not 1997.
Okay, you got me there.
That spells cancer in the dressing room to me.
Yeah, it could. And now
there's a lot of – I mean, the dressing room – I mean, it's interesting that they waited till after the deadline when they only have, like, 30 points to now Phil Kessel – is standing up for his captain.
Yeah.
I saw that. Is Lickie a good pickup?
He's a good, nice, solid puck moving defenseman.
He moves the puck.
That can play in Babcock's system.
Absolutely.
You know, like he knows he's a smart guy.
Yeah.
He knows how to move the puck. He may not be the most physical guy, but I think Babcock, he fits right in over there.
He's a good Detroit player.
Yeah. Well, you know,
Cole's big.
I was reading that he's got smarts, and he knows. I know he knows how to handle a puck, but we kind of need some physicality, didn't we? That's the one.
That is
Cole's a gritty guy up front.
Cole's very gritty.
He's very gritty. I thought they could have. I think Cole's a great pickup for you guys, but I thought they also could have got another kind of grittier, kind of jagoffy kind of guy, which they didn't get. But you know, that's not the way they play. And you know, Babcock's had success, so I'm not gonna. I gave them the A. The other A, to me, went to the Montreal Canadiens.
Yeah, they had a good one.
They, you know, I thought they get an A.
I think they fleeced Edmonton. Edmonton, they have to fire Craig McTavish. That guy.
Yeah, what's going on?
He's the last player to play without a helmet. His brain is mush.
Ed shows.
Yeah, exactly. He doesn't know what the heck.
It started out with Smith-Pelly, you know, and then I just think they did great. They bolstered themselves. I think Washington bolstered themselves. Not the biggest Glenn Carey, Glenn Ross. Whatever. But I thought Gleason's another rugged defenseman that can still play for that team. And I thought Anaheim also did very well. It makes me sick to say this. I thought Philadelphia got the best trade.
I know you wouldn't say that unless it was true.
They traded Colborne, who's so overrated. I mean, just because Pierre Maguire has to blow somebody on the Flyers when Giroux is, you know, not on the ice.
He's a monster.
Brandon Cobe, where he played elementary school hockey and he just tore it up for, you know.
He's got great parents.
Anthony played at junior high.
But, you know, that somehow, you know, and everything's built up in Philly because, you know, I'm not going to conspiracy theory, but, you know, my theory on how Comcast owns NBC, owns Philly. But, you know, Cobe, and they, I'd rather have Radis Zubas, you know, straight up. I'd rather have him than Colbert anyway. Then you get a first round pick out of it.
Is it protected? Yeah. I don't think so.
Well,
it's still a first round pick.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, Tampa's not going to be in the. I don't think they'll be in the lottery.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. So then.
Yeah.
But the other one that I thought the Rangers, and I have Ranger buddies, and that I think they paid a heavy. I think they did terrible on the other end of the spectrum.
I
heavy price for Mr. Yandel.
I disagree.
Yandel is a classic
puck off. You don't like Yandel.
Yandel is a classic puck off skirt.
Right.
You've always called him a skirt.
He's a classic skirt, yeah. And they gave him the Duke. That Andrew Declaire kid, I saw him play a lot in the juniors. He played in the Rangers this year. He looked good.
Yeah. He's going to be a beast.
I'm not done on Jonathan Moore. I think John Moore is a good – he could be a 5-6. Like, I wouldn't throw him away.
Yeah, he's an NFL
player. And a first-round draft pick. You already have 5 good defensemen in
New
York.
Can I ask you guys a general question about this time of year at trade deadline? Yeah. If you're giving up first-round picks because you want something now, you want to make it now,
what is
the strategy there? Is it – well, we don't care about the future now. We got to win this.
Well, that's my point with the Rangers is when you look at the Rangers, they have a once-in-a-generation goaltender who's turned 33 last week or whatever it is. He's got 1-2 years left of being elite. You have to run with it now. Martin St. Louis is 50.
Right.
You know, like all their guys are older, but they're still in their last year being a prime. You got to go now. They made the finals last year.
I agree with you. I think they're all in. I think they're one of the two or three teams to beat in the East.
Yeah. This makes them
deep. I just don't want Yandel. I wouldn't want Yandel anyway.
Yeah.
If he's your sixth guy and he's a power play specialist and you run the other four guys, that's fine. But, I mean, to have him out there, I mean, if he's out there, he's stuck. He ices the puck because he's like skirt.
Well, you know
and
what?
And then all of a sudden, here comes Ovechkin's line over the boards. Yeah. Here comes Tavares' line. Here comes Sid and Gino over the boards. Yeah. What's Yandel going to do? Yandel played 3-4 minutes in Phoenix and was like a minus 40.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
On one shift.
You've always said he was a skirt. But, you know, I was watching our buddy, Barry Melrose, the other day, and he was saying a good pickup.
Oh, yeah.
Well, because he thinks Yandel moves the puck well.
But I think they have those guys. And I think
it always helps to have another power play specialist. I mean, you're going to have two really strong power play units now. I mean, that puck is going to come flying out of the back end now. He's fast. He's good. I just think you got to get the puck to those big forwards quickly. And that's the guy to do it.
Well, now, do you want...
That's why we have... You know, great Graham Kay on the show. Well, if it's just all my opinion, people get sick of it.
Both you guys know a lot.
I just think he gets run by big guys. He gets run.
We'll see.
And you know, that's all.
Time will tell. He certainly doesn't have a lot of playoff experience. You know, being in Phoenix, like it's.
Well, I guess it comes down to needs, right? I mean, if you need a guy that can move the puck, like even the guy that the Red Wings got, Zdlicky. Yeah. Okay, not
Zdlicky plays defense.
Not a
though.
Hitting D.
No.
Offensive guy, though. He's really a puck handler.
No, but he's a solid guy. I mean, Yandel's one of those guys that just gets like, okay, you don't have the puck anymore.
Did Yandel play for the Rangers before?
No.
No?
No. But we'll move on because I can bash the I can.
But do you – I guess, again, it's your needs, right? But do you go for a guy that's a good puck handler on defense over a guy who can hit?
But I think that
move people out from out front and do all this stuff?
Here's two things about with me is Yandel. I just think there's other guys that can move the puck pretty good that play defense and are sturdy.
Right.
A. B. At first, Duclair and Moore, to me, is just ridiculous for Yandel.
They're going
to I mean, that's, you know, but you're all in, So, you know, that's just what I.
One thing we
I wouldn't have traded Duclair. You know, there's guys, like, you wouldn't trade Mantha for anything.
No.
You know, it's like the Penguins wouldn't trade, a couple guys for anything. I just wouldn't have traded Duclair for any.
Yeah.
I mean, for.
He is going to be a beast. Yeah. I agree. That guy is good.
He's going to come back to haunt him.
Yeah.
I mean, probably not, because unless Arizona moves to Seattle. But.
That'd be awesome.
Well, that's what awesome. They wanted Mantha for FNUF.
Yeah. I wouldn't. I don't know. I think FNUF as a 3-4 in Detroit could maybe push them over the edge.
Yeah,
well, that was the guy I wanted.
I might do that. I'm not as familiar with Mantha, so that's my ignorance.
He's
to
a
say.
Prospect.
I would have traded Mantha, but you guys, other than in L.A., where I guess everyone enjoyed the beach, you guys went 4-1-1 on the
big
trip.
How about
Congratulations. Yeah, without Zetterberg.
Yeah, and he's back now.
He's back now playing tonight, so yeah. It's a Wednesday, so that's great.
Ottawa swept our West Coast.
That's right, you did.
We never beat any of you guys.
That's right, you did.
Yeah.
You know, it's what
Hamburglar.
I watched a couple of those
games. You got the weird coach.
Yeah, weird coach. You know, I don't know what accent that is.
He looks like a sex offender. I don't mean to be rude. He just has a creep about that
guy. He's a little creepy, yeah.
And the Walrus was just such a man's man, just fun. Fun to root for.
Yeah.
You know,
I liked that guy when they fired him.
Yeah.
He was awesome in his speech, wasn't he?
Yeah. He was quoting, what's her name lyrics?
Adele?
No. Players gotta play. Like his 17-year-old daughter told him lyrics. Taylor Swift.
Oh, look at that. The great Andrew.
With an assist to
tap of the stick.
Yeah.
What was so much better than remember Dallas Eakins? The coach at Edmonton, he got fired. He gave like a 3-hour speech. He's like, dude, you got fired. You can pack your desk.
Yeah. Yeah.
The other thing in Western Canada was the great Mark Giordano.
Best defenseman in the NHL. Yeah.
For the season.
You think?
Yes.
So shot down in flames.
Their cap.
That hurts.
But thank God they still sucked it up to beat the Flyers. So that was good.
But that hurts them.
They're done. They're toast.
Vancouver's also in a bit of a tiz. Because the great Eddie Lack is falling back to earth. The Arsham's terrible. They got to duct tape Ryan Miller back together.
I mean,
because Vancouver was hot.
They looked good.
And they were looking like they had a chance to really make some noise.
Yeah, they were
playing great.
And speaking of goaltending, because we have to talk about him, the great Lindy Ruff.
He's the best.
Well, see, that's why we have him.
Yeah.
To me, Lindy will take your. If Lindy was the coach of the Penguins, they would have had five. If he instead of Disco, we'd have five cups.
My favorite thing about Lindy Ruff is like when there was during the playoffs, so national TV press conference, and he just went all. Like regional Ontario dialect. On this that was a joke, bud. Joke. Complete joke. And everyone's like, what is he saying?
We need an SAP button.
Yeah. Here's the thing is Lindy absolutely ripped Lettinen.
You loved it.
Yeah.
You know what? He deserved it because he just said, we've been playing great. We outshoot everybody once in a while. My goaltender needs to step up and make a save because it sounds harsh. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's the truth.
Right.
And it's the truth.
It is
the truth. Why is Dallas where they're at? They haven't beaten Colorado swept the season series.
Not good.
Wow.
That's your eight. Varlamov is stopping everything.
He is.
And they don't play defense in Colorado either. So that can't be Varlamov. I mean, that can't be the excuse.
Well, we all thought the way the Stars played in the playoffs last year that they'd have a good year this year. And they haven't really lived up to it.
It breaks my heart because I just think when Lindy was in Buffalo, I mean, they weren't a joke like they are now. I mean, Lindy had nothing and he was in the playoffs every year.
He had Ryan Miller.
Yeah.
But Ryan Miller can't stop any shots in anger. Ryan Miller is great enough to lose 3-2 to a good team.
Yes.
I mean, just Mr. Overrated. Drape him in the flag.
Hey, guys, can I ask you about the Kings pickup where they got Sakura?
Yes.
Is that a good pickup? I mean,
it is if they would have traded Robin Reguerre, who once again looks like an orange traffic cone out there.
Yeah.
Or when he's moving, he's grabbing someone and taking bad penalties.
Well, they've got those two paired up now.
I've said that. I know. So he's going to look bad. Reguerre,
he's past his prime.
Again, thank you.
He's sick of
hearing me say it, right?
He started slow, but being just quick enough, but being a tough guy. And when those guys hit their early 30s, they lose a step, and they just become pylons. They just look like they got a piano on their back. Like
he looks a little slow out
always
there.
Always chasing.
Or he's grabbing somebody.
Yeah.
Which is what they really need.
Yeah.
But he is a cool guy. He goes to the comedy store every once in a while.
Yeah?
Yeah. He's down there. He hangs out with Sarah Tiana. He's a nice guy. But he is a little slow out there.
Well, maybe he should hit the open mic scene. Yeah. Because I'll tell you, he's close. I mean, they play him too much. That's why they won the cup last year, because he got hurt and then Green got back in.
Ha!
And Green scored last night. I mean, they played good. The Kings played good last night. I don't know if it's
too late.
I don't know if it's too little, too late. I know I might be an optimist, but I just see Vancouver's got to figure out their goaltending.
Mm-hmm.
Calgary's really, I mean, I don't know. I mean, Giordano's huge.
That's a big loss.
I mean, I guess Philly's not a real
team. Giordano is the true MVP of the league. Not that he's the best player, but he is the most valuable player on a team.
So when he's that gone, they're in trouble.
It's like a third of their team is gone. Like they got, really, he's I think he's like their leading scorer, second leading scorer. He's a defenseman. He's just... The whole offense runs through.
Yeah, now, I mean, and they only play 4D, and they play him like 30 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he's I mean, he's like, you know, he's like Chara. I mean, he plays
Chara back in the day. Yeah. Chara's another guy who's lost his step, by the way.
I'll still take Chara.
Since the injury, you think that's?
I just this year, I'm not sure exactly when it started, but this year it really seems like, and they're, I mean, you see it in the standings. They're,
well, speaking of doing nothing, Boston, they got Tyler Kennedy. Well, geez, well, they're tips the balance of the playoffs.
You rated them a D.
I rated them a D, mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Because they did something. I mean, they got, I like Kennedy. I mean, by the way, I'm not going to.
If it's any consolation, Tuukka Rask has an insect named after him.
Is it a bee?
No, it's a wasp of some kind.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a wasp. I don't know. The guys that were big Bruin fans that discovered this insect that nobody knew about, and they named it after the goaltender.
That's hilarious.
That's pretty cool.
I saw it on the NFL news today. That's the kind of tidbits I bring to the table.
That's how slow the NFL is right now.
I know nothing, but I know about that.
I'd like to go through and just go through some of the, like, all the trades. I printed them out. I deleted some of the really – ridiculous ones.
Yeah.
Smith Pelly, we agree, a win for the Canadians. I like CCAC, but
absolutely.
Smith Pelly, I mean, wow. That's the guy I thought the Red Wings should have went after, you know.
Really? Was,
yeah. A little sandpaper. Well, it interested me that the Kings re-signed Clifford and Nolan almost too quick. Like, and then they started staking. Like,
you need a gritty guy, right? You need someone.
Well, yeah, and they show up. They're going to be showing up again.
I think that's what the Red Wings lack is.
I think
tough guy.
Well, that's I think Jordan Nolan would have been great for the Wings. But
Jordan Nolan is a great playoff performer.
Yeah.
That guy's just sandpaper.
Yeah, he'll be showing up lately in one of our features, which it will be new to. Jeff Petrie, another win. For the Canadians, the defenseman, great win there for the Canadians. That's why I love what the Canadians did. Zdeněk Mikhalek to the Blues. Thank God he didn't go to a team I root for. Yeah. You talk about it. You talk about the orange cone. I mean, like, well, he blocks shots. He's too slow to get out of the way. I don't know. I mean, I want his agent. If he was this show's agent, we would be on that. We'd be on NBC regular from 8 to 9.
Right.
We'd bump American Idol.
Yeah.
I've never seen a guy get so much respect for so little.
He is the lesser talented brother of a not very talented Milan Mikhalek for Ottawa.
Well, I think Milan is.
Milan has great upside, but he scored 30 goals like three times and then hasn't scored like 10 in like three years. It's the most depressing thing. And you think he's 35. He's like 30.
There's something.
You say he's only 30?
He's like 31 or something.
I think Ottawa is a big underground party scene. Because a lot of guys
Have
go
you ever
there.
Been there?
No.
No. Well, it
actually
must
is a
be.
Pretty hip town.
But a lot of guys go there and just.
They get addicted to cocaine.
Yeah.
The 2007.
I wasn't trying to say that, but.
Because it's still the late 70s.
I will say, as a Ottawa native, that the 2007 Ottawa Senators, a lot of my friends saw and were part of the, like, a lot of those guys. Enjoying
themselves.
Going on ski trips.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know?
Without their
sure.
skis.
Yeah.
Without their skis. Ben Smith to the Sharks from the Blackhawks get Eric Desjardins. I think that helps the Sharks more than I like Ben Smith more than Andrew Desjardins. Zdeněk, we said, great pickup. Tyler Kennedy goes to the Islanders. Oh, that's right. I thought he went to the Bruins. The Bruins got Max Talbot. Another ex-Penguin.
He means a good playoff guy. You're a Penguin guy. You don't Max Talbot?
I do like Max Talbot, but I don't. But I think I think Max Talbot would have been good if the Bruins were better. Max Talbot's great if they had better play. Like Max Talbot be better on the Penguins than he would be, or like the Islanders. I think Max Talbot. But you know, I think he did go the. I like it better. Tyler Kennedy to the Bruins and Max Talbot to the Islanders.
Do you think the Bruins get in?
If Rob Tallis is goaltending for the Florida Panthers, I do.
I looked up Rob Tallis's. He retired in 2005 and played for Boston, so he's his alma mater.
He can go back. Yeah. He can help him out. Ian Cole to the Penguins for Big Bobby Bortuzzo.
What do you think about that?
I think Ian Cole is probably better than Bortuzzo, but I like Bortuzzo, how he'll fight people and hit people. And, you know, I think the Penguins aren't going to have any of that now, but they traded him and, you know, the kid to the Ducks. So, you know, but that's what they went for. They went for another puck moving guy. Ian Cole is a little bigger guy. He learned under, he's been under Captain Kangaroo in St. Louis. So he definitely knows nothing about offense and will play defense. I call Ken Hitchcock Captain Kangaroo.
Yeah. You can see it.
So, you know,
I get it.
Yeah. So, you know, I think that's a good pickup. I love the Reverend Ben Lovejoy. I think he's a good guy. He was great on like 24/7, but I much would have rather had the guy we gave up for him.
Could I talk about my favorite trade?
What's that?
Yes.
My favorite trade is also the saddest trade. It's the Toronto Maple Leafs traded David Clarkson for Nathan Horton. David Clarkson, widely considered the worst contract in all of hockey.
Yeah.
They're paying him like $8 billion a year to get suspended for 10 games and score 5 goals.
He's a whipping.
I think it's worth it.
He's a whipping boy. I think he's a good player. Way too
he's
much money.
He's a good third, fourth line player for like a playoff team.
Right.
Like he was for New Jersey.
Well, Toronto forgot that there was a salary cap. They thought they still could spend all their money.
Yeah. They completely, it's insane. That contract is so, like, I remember other teams were going after Clarkson when he was a free agent.
Oh, I wanted the Penguins to get him.
Well, yeah, but he's a good role player. He was making top six money.
No, Toronto had to take money back. I don't know if they did, because they got rid of Horton, and Horton was dead weight. Columbus can't afford dead weight.
Horton is...
And I love the Reverend Horton Heath.
Horton is a great player, but his career is over, but his contract was not insured, so the Columbus had to pay him whatever millions...
And that's beer money for Shanahan in Toronto.
Exactly.
So that's why they did it.
They traded to get salary cap space. They traded a guy for a guy whose career is over. How bad Clarkson must feel so bad.
Yeah, I think he's happy. Now, speaking of guys with overinflated contract issues, Mike Richards didn't go anywhere, did he?
Yeah.
No, I thought he would go to Toronto. I thought that was going to be their seller. What's funny is our friend of the show, great guest, great guy, John Moses.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
He's a Maple Leaf fan, so I said, "I hear you're trading for Pronger."
Who is not officially retired.
Yeah, Pronger can still do it, man.
And he said, "Joe, you have to hit me when I'm down." But you know, but the call for Bortz, I like Bortz as a dude, a nice big Italian kid who hit people. But Cole's probably better. As Simone to pray for Lovejoy, I think Simone is better than the Reverend Ben Lovejoy. But I like Ben Lovejoy. It's all meaningless.
I love that you're calling him the Reverend Ben Lovejoy.
Yeah, I love that.
It's all meaningless if Sid doesn't take his balls out of his mom's purse. It's all going to come down because they'll find a way to blame Malkin, who's having another excellent season.
Yep.
Maybe the most underrated player, would you say? He's
having a great year.
People don't talk about him as being the best player.
Yeah, you're
right. Well, they used to, and then he had like an off year, and then they just had to bear him. It's the anti-Russian thing. It really is.
Yeah. Ovechkin doesn't suffer from that, though.
No, because Ovechkin's in a different market.
Yeah.
But
he's cool.
Yeah.
Well, in a weird way.
Yeah.
Well, I like Ovechkin. But, Gino is he's number one in points per 20 minutes.
Really?
In the whole league.
Huh.
Yeah. As the aforementioned Jordan Leopold to the Wild, not making a difference.
But I like the daughter with that move.
Very, very cute.
Michael Neveworth went to the Island.
That's a good
move.
Islanders.
That is a great move for them. We have Chris Stewart to the Wild. Chris Stewart, classic underachiever.
Mm-hmm.
Wisniewski to the Ducks.
James Wisniewski.
Yeah.
The noose.
How does that help?
Great.
Is that good?
No one.
He's a guy that he moves the puck really well and plays some D. Mm-hmm. He's Yandle with a pair.
Yandle's more talented, but
Yandle with a set.
But maybe he's a better playoff.
Here's a Brandon Coburn from the Lightning. Or to the Lightning, right? Here it is.
Right.
Radek Gudas, first round pick, third round pick.
That's, I mean, for
the and I'll be looking at that first round pick for the next 10 years in Philly.
Yeah.
I got a bone to pick with Steve Yzerman now. He's making Philly good.
Yeah, that's right. I knew you wouldn't like that.
No, I mean, come on. Mr. Cole to the Red Wings. I like that one. Okay, here you go. Yeah, here's what they got for Yandle. Okay, and Chris Summers, whoever Chris Summers is, and his fourth round pick in 2016. Whoop-de-doo. They got the Desert Dogs got John Moore, Anthony Duclair, a second round pick in 2016,
and a first
round. or a second round pick in 15, a first round pick in 16.
Who, if they just don't touch anything and draft well and wait 5 years and find an arena and a city to play in, that's going to be that could be a really good team. Yeah. They are stacked.
Yeah, if all that happens.
Yeah, I mean, if they find an arena.
Basically, you're going to draft Duclair's center and the winger on his other side is what you're going to do.
Yeah.
You're giving him a line for Keith Yandle.
Yeah. Well, that was I guess, my
and
point
and Yandle's Yandle's a free agent after this.
Is that right?
I thought he didn't have another year.
No, that's what makes it even more ridiculous.
Well, I guess that was my point earlier. Is it more important to be all in now for a team like that, or to think down the line? Because you're giving up a first round and a second round pick.
It is a low first round pick, though. That is.
I'm a win guy. I'm a win guy. I'm a. You know what? Winning the cup is or getting close means more than. You can always think about
potential down the line. That's
I'm one of those guys. A couple more here. Antoine Vermette to the Chicago Blackhawks. A good pick being that Mr. Kane is gone. We like leasing to the Capitals. Here's my joke for the Blackhawks, why I gave him a downgrade, though. Kimmo Tiiminen. I've seen Kimmo he's another guy.
He lost a pair on the way to
lost a pair. Yeah. Here's you have to hear you're gonna have to hear Pierre tell us what a warrior he is. I'm gonna tell you what a warrior Kimmo Tiiminen is. First shift of the 2009 Eastern Conference Finals, a younger, more robust Chris Kunitz went down. The first shift, he hit Kimmo Tiiminen so hard, cleanly. Tiiminen never came back to the series.
Huh.
Wow.
But Kimmo Tiiminen's a warrior. Get out of here. It all comes out to that's why, I want tough guys in the playoffs. I don't mean goons. Guys that take the punishment. That's what I mean. You'll remember Ottawa, right?
Mm-hmm.
The first time the Penguins under the Crosby showed up in the playoffs. First shift, it was like Ottawa came at him like D-Day.
We beat them
and they were done.
Yeah.
The Penguins were done.
Yeah.
So what did they do the next year? They went out and got the great Gary Roberts.
Oh, my God.
What would Gary – first shift of the playoffs that the next year, Gary Roberts came down. I think he knocked the whole team down on one shift, and that was it.
Yeah.
That's the same thing the Penguins did to the Flyers. Okay, the rivalry of all of hockey, you know, Penguins-Flyers, what's going to happen? Puck goes back, the team went in, boom, Kunitz, that's it.
Yep.
Well, you need a guy like that.
Yeah,
I really think so.
Hence why I would have went after somebody.
That's the only reason I say the Red Wings. Yeah. You say they got
Cassie, and I would have went. I would have went someone mean like that.
Yeah.
I didn't even went Stewart because you know that Babcock could get in Stewart's face and say, "Listen, I need one freaking shift out of you.
Yep.
I need you to go down and put Coburn's head through
Stewart
the glass.
Has.
You know, and then boom, it changes everything.
It changes everything.
It changed the Islanders when they went out and got Gillies. It's like, boom, that's
Gillies
it.
Was huge.
Yeah, you know?
You got Eric Cole, who he's a tough guy. I mean, he had a broken neck at one point in his career, and he just muscled through it.
Yeah, he's tough.
because they missed the mule was hurt.
Yeah. Well, I think what we're talking about is a little bit of an instigator.
Yeah.
Somebody that will intimidate the other team.
A little bit. You don't want coming down on the fourth that you don't want to see on the forecheck.
Yeah.
That by game five, you're like, I just don't want the puck coming this way again. Because he's coming again.
Yeah, and if a 38-year-old Eric Cole might not do it.
Might not at this point.
He might do because he knows this is – I think that's a good – I like that. I mean,
well, we just don't have that guy.
Yeah.
You know, that's the guy you're missing. You know, we talked about it last week, and I know it's going back, but they had the thing on the Broad Street Bullies when the Russians came in.
Yeah.
And whatever it was, 76, wasn't it? I don't know. And they came in, and they were beating everybody in the NHL. And then they came into Philly, and they just ran them out.
Yeah.
You know, because that intimidating kind of hockey, you don't have to be as intimidating as they were, but just a guy like that on your squad keeps the other team honest.
Well, that was the greatest thing about I saw an interview with Ken Dryden.
Yeah.
The great Ken Dryden.
Right. Yes.
Who he's won, whatever, four or five Stanley Cups in a row and then retired. Won the Canadian Cup, won the Olympics, won everything. He was a Canadian and he won everything. They asked him what his best favorite win was. And he said, when they swept the Flyers.
Yeah.
He hated the Flyers. Maybe they didn't sweep, but when they beat the Flyers for the Cup.
Yeah.
And they said, why? He goes, because I hated the Flyers. I hated what they did to hockey because they didn't play hockey.
Well, that's true.
Ken Dryden for prime minister.
That's true, but you do need – you need a Clark Gillies was a good example.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Well, Clark Gillies is not, you know – he's a real player.
He can play.
He's – you know, he's
– it's like Pearl Barry. He can play.
Yeah, he's Luch.
And he's
– you know, he's Luch. He's Tkachuk. He's all the old school guys.
Well, that's what Luch did to the Red Wings last year in the playoffs.
Right.
And that's – he not only beat us with his play, we're afraid of him, and that
And Lucic is such a good player.
Yeah,
yeah,
and he's like our patron saint. And then like I said, and then Dale Weiss, who the Canadians got for a ham sandwich, just stuck it to Luc.
Yeah,
and that was it. It was like the big bad wolf was dead.
Yeah,
you know, and that's what teams need. They need. I mean, and that's why like we got Daniel Winnick now. Right. It's like I like Daniel Winnick. He's a good player, but he's not that guy.
Yeah.
And that's what the Penguins need.
Penguins need a little bit of that, too.
And that's what Portuzo was. That's what I like Portuzo. Yeah. He went after Jágr. You know how much it hurts my soul. But he went after Jágr and stuck it. He made people in a frenzy in New Jersey. He just went after Jágr. And then back down.
He's 43. Leave him alone.
Yeah, you got to leave him alone.
Well, I know. Well, it's funny. Like I know. It's like it was like weird. It was like seeing someone hit my dad. Like, you know, and that's how much I love Jágr. He's like
best.
A member of the family.
He's the best.
I think Florida just got him just so they'll increase attendance. Because if all the Jágrs go down there in all their jerseys, it'll double Florida attendance.
That's really funny. Yeah. There's something sad about this Jágr tour playing 1 year on every NHL team.
Yeah, that is a little,
I don't like it.
Well, I just hope he comes back. I hope he comes back home. I hope he comes back home.
It would be great.
It would be cool.
Yeah,
it'd be the greatest.
He could. Why? I mean, he turned them down like last year, 2 years ago.
He went to Philly. Agents and there's people that still never want him back because he went to Philly.
But
he's not one.
Yeah, they'll accept him.
But I'm not one of them. No, they will now. When it first happened, only 10. When it first happened.
LeBron could go back.
Well,
that's true.
Jágr can go back.
That's true. Well, like when it first happened, when he first went, I'd say 75% of the people never wanted him back because 50% of the people were just Sid and Gino bandwagon guys.
Yeah.
Who didn't really understand.
And
then the other half were people like the other 50%, 25% were just pissed at him. Mm. And then there's 25% like me who knew exactly what he did for the franchise. Mm-hmm. He scored the greatest goal that Lemieux said he ever saw against the Blackhawks. And then on one groin, he couldn't walk. He single-handedly beat the New Jersey Devils of Stevens and Brodeur to keep the doors open. They didn't bankrupt before Lemieux had a chance to buy them. So and I've ranted on this probably – I haven't in a while, but that's
my – He loves Jágr.
Yeah.
Jágr's great, man.
I mean, that's –
Jágr's great.
That's my thing.
Mullet-era Jágr is some of the best hockey you'll like
ever. Oh, man.
That era.
Yeah. And I hope he sticks around or is given the chance anywhere but Philly. I hope he's given the chance. Even if it literally that's how much – as long as it doesn't cost me a Stanley Cup to go to a team and get – and go up the next two – and just have it be Gretzky, Howe, Jágr.
Yeah.
Like, let me go off record here on one thing. They are off book on one thing. He tied Esposito.
Yeah.
Obviously, Jágr, an amazing player. Mm-hmm. Do people remember how good Espo was? I mean, he was an unbelievable player.
He was like one of the he's like the first ever, not the first ever, but one of the best prototypical power forwards.
Yeah,
yeah.
He was big. You couldn't move him out from out front.
That big butt. He just
camp out.
I think most people remember how great he was. I mean, that's why you're the captain of the original six.
I know I'm going back with that.
Yeah, but I think
I hope people appreciate how good he was. Right. And really, he saved the day against the Russians.
Yeah,
he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's an immortal. He's like he's a little below like Rocket Richard. I mean, there's just a couple back. Yeah, everyone knows who. It's the name. It's one of those things where people who don't know anything about hockey at all, if they hear the name Esposito, they know that guy was a hockey player and he was good.
Yeah.
It's like when people hear the name Lemieux, people are like, oh, that guy's a hockey player, wasn't he?
Yeah.
You know, like
they know that. Yeah.
Esposito is that big of a deal.
He was awesome. His brother changed goaltending, too.
He was a great goalie.
He started, basically, he invented butterfly.
He was the acrobatic goalie.
Yeah.
The early version of that.
when he beat him in the playoffs, Phil said, Phil said, make sure you cut dad's grass when you get back.
That was the bet.
To your brother. That's the best.
That's classic.
Yeah. Well, those guys, I mean, the big bad Bruins. When he went to the Bruins, that's the thing.
That was a great Bruin era.
And it's in Boston, too.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, you know, we're in LA now and it's been 40 years. In Boston, he'll still never pay for a drink.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
That's like I tell my wife when the Penguins won the Cup. But you see all those guys? They're immortal in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like those are the guys that do the television, the radio. That's it. You know, that's the Cup's the greatest. I get teary eyed.
Going back to Boston and going back to like a tough guy that you need, you know. I think the best free agent signing in the past 12 months is Boychuk going to Islanders from Boston.
Oh, yes.
I think that completely changed both teams.
He got waived. We've talked about this. We talk about this almost every week. It changed the fortunes of everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Boston needed him. So, I mean, and it was just laziness on the GM, Shirley, who's now probably going to get fired for it.
Yeah.
Because all he had
That was a weird move.
All he had to do was trade Seidenberg.
Yeah. Yeah.
And keep I like Seidenberg, but it was a salary cap issue.
I didn't realize Boychuk was that good. I would rather, honestly, have Boychuk right now than Chara. And I
like Boychuk, but Chara is
one of the greatest defensemen of all time. But I think today Boychuk is a better player, and tomorrow Boychuk is a better player.
I think.
Well, he sure fits. Sure helps Islanders.
My God. Well, Islanders stink. And then this year they're the best.
Well, no, I mean, they were great in the playoffs 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And then last year Tavares got hurt.
Right.
And then this year they got a second line now.
Mm-hmm.
They got Kumalin and Grabowski. They there the second line.
Mm-hmm.
And then they shored up their defense because they got Nick Leddy off the Heap because Chicago had to get rid of him.
Yeah.
Boston just went in thinking these young kids could play defense, and they went in thinking Torrey Krug, who's a small Keith Yandel, at least Torrey Krug got some fight. He got some piss and vinegar in him. But I mean, like, you know, I mean, little guys get run. Mm-hmm. I mean, the game, even the teams that, like, you know, even teams that aren't any good right now. Like Columbus is awful this year. They still got like 10 guys that are huge.
Yeah.
That rough people up and play, you know, and go after people.
Yeah. There's teams that could use those guys.
You know, it's like, who's Krug? So, and then the guy that everyone's like, oh, Dougie Hamilton. I saw Vancouver. I mean, Matthias won our award that week because he ate his lunch.
Yeah.
Dougie Hamilton, like, they laughed at him. I hate to pick on the Bruins all the time because the announcers, I like them. I like the team, but I mean, they just got soft so fast.
Yeah,
no one's, they were never soft.
Bruins
were always tough.
Yeah, I mean, Talbot's feisty, but no one's afraid of Talbot.
Chiarelli is also getting a lot of heat for getting rid of what's his name to Dallas.
Oh, well, that's what we thought.
I mean, is he like number one or number two?
Sagan before he got hurt. Yeah.
Second is like, was
how do you trade? How do you trade him?
That's, I know, ridiculous. That's
nuts.
Yeah.
Nuts.
And you know,
that's where the GM.
We'll have Mr. Burr come on and
Yeah, that's crazy.
The fact he defends it every day to me when I'm like, that's been the problem, because now he'll finally admit, like, yeah, because like he partied too much. Like, who the hell cares?
He was 20 or 19, and he probably got drunk like three times. A big deal. You know what I mean? Yeah.
He'll grow up.
Bill
gave me the nicest huge Malkin signed picture.
That's nice.
It's so huge. He's like, I can't put it anywhere. I love Gino. Let's get to some of the awards. Some of the awards. And it's going to look like I've been. We have so many goons.
A lot of goons.
So many goons, because it's getting rough and tumble in the NHL. Yeah. Teams are playing like hockey. So I mean, playing a rough style.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we'll do Goon of the Week first.
All right, here we go. Most applicable theme song.
That's awesome. Yeah. Pumped right now.
Yeah, there we go. All right, so now we got so we'll go through. Let me go through these. Some of them are a little. Well, we just have Landeskog was messing around with Shea Weber, so that was always fun.
Right,
and then we had Cody McLeod. Sent him out on the ice, and he fought Coyle with like 5 seconds left.
Yeah,
and they don't do that anymore. That's like it's like a league fine, and they so that's old school. We love that. You know what? Just hit him. Just go out there and start a fight. So that's we love that one. Jordan Nolan, and I'm going to make it into a. I'm going to ask Webster's to make it into a verb. He got Lucic'd. Maroon on the Ducks.
It's going into the sports dictionary.
What is a Lucic?
When you take your stick and go on. Up under on someone's undercarriage.
Yeah.
Remember he did that to everyone in Detroit?
Yes.
Everyone in Detroit. Everyone. Even the fans.
Yeah. Waterboy.
And then we had one of our all-time favorites, the Big Buff.
Big Buff.
Dallas Bufflin. He destroyed Ladd. He destroyed Berglund. Destroyed Berglund. Same game. Ladd and Peter Angelo went at it. That was a rough game, Winnipeg and St. Louis.
Right.
Then we had the Penguins bench war against the Caps when they threw like two Capitals. They threw Latta and they threw the Tom Wilson into the bench and beat the crap out of them. And that all started with an old school. Gino stuck his like foot over the center red line in warmups. Just to piss him off. Just old school Patrick Division fun.
Yeah,
you gotta love that.
I love it. It's just it's getting crazier.
Yeah,
we had a 2-2 crushed. Your
2-2 train.
Yep.
Yeah, the big boy Adam McQuaid. The last guy carrying the flag for toughness. In Boston. Then the Winnipeg LA game this weekend was just awesome. You had a Scheifele just crushed Lewis.
Scheifele.
Yeah, I always say his name wrong. Thank you. Crushed Lewis at center ice. Trevor Lewis at center ice. Just crushed him. And then you had Sekera crush Stafford. And then this was the big one. Jordan Nolan went toe to toe with Big Buff. For some double minors roughing.
Wow.
He went up against Godzilla.
He
was pretty good.
Yeah.
They were like fighting. They didn't go for the five for fighting. They went for like the double minor. Uh-huh. They were fighting though. They were
go up against Buff, you're doing something.
Yeah. And then Trouba and Green went at it. Then we had Eves from Dallas gave the reverse elbow to Cagliano.
Thought he was John Jones.
I like Cagliano. I met him last week. He gave me free tickets because my buddy grew up with him.
Wow.
And we sat in the family section and then like hung out in the hallway after the game. And because I'm tall, all the hockey players were sizing me up. And it was pretty obvious they could all beat me up.
Cogs is cool though, right?
He's super cool.
Yeah, well,
he threw the ticks.
He literally got the like, oh, I'm just moving my arm backwards. He knew he was coming. Kind of a cheap shot. Then you had the young kid Johansson crush Sid at center ice in the Columbus Columbus Penguin game. We have Ryan Reeves, a big man, and Cassian.
I wish we got.
Reeves pushed over a linesman to punch Cassian. Classy. Now here's one.
I like that.
Now here's one we hate, one we love. We love Matt Martin. We love Matt Martin from the Islanders. We love him.
Right.
But he need Trevor Daley. Horrible.
Mm. On purpose, you think?
Yeah, yeah. He's easy to be seen by the league.
It's the worst thing you can do.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Don't like that at all. Matt, Mark, you got a player safety meeting. You know better. We don't like that. We love you and Clutterbuck and Seekers. Best fourth line in hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Matt, my fight you square up with a broken nose, he fights. But that was cheap. That was BS. You know better than that, my friend. Especially against Trevor Daley, who we like.
Yeah.
Good dude, Trevor Daley.
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah, he can skate. And now here's one we love. Two captains going at it. Shane Doan. Ryan Getzlaff.
You got to love that.
The big boys. Love it when the seas set the tone.
Gordie Howe hockey.
Yeah, baby.
And then we also had Columbus has just been upset lately. So they wanted to fight everyone in Washington. So we had Jared Bull versus Lotta, Prout versus Chimera. And then Scotty Hartnell, our old buddy Scotty, just took on everybody on the bench.
He'll take them all.
Like jumped into the bench,
Scotty.
So that was.
I saw that. That was awesome.
Yeah, one of the only Flyers I've ever loved in my life, Scott Hartnell. I said I'd piggyback ride him.
He's carry pretty him cool
to Pittsburgh if he wanted to play for us. I love so
best hair in the league.
So Mr. Graham K, as the guest of honor, who would you like to be the goon of the week, or you know whatever you float your boat.
Is goon of the week a good thing or a bad thing?
Yeah, it's an honor.
Pretty Cox, much an honor. Cogliano.
Oh, there you go. Well, he was actually the victim.
Well, we're going with him anyway.
Okay.
He got him the tickets. He came through with the tickets, man.
Yeah, okay, we'll go.
That's all that matters.
I got free pasta in the wives' room.
Got to go with Cox.
Come on,
there we go.
Cox.
All right, there we go. Okay, we'll do. We'll take it a little lighter here. The fantasy update from the Puck Off Fantasy Tour.
My favorite victim of the week.
That's our new segment. Victim of the week. Come on, man.
Stevie Winwood.
Oh, gotta love traffic, man. Yeah. Dear Mr. Fantasy, what's going on there?
I can blame all my problems on goaltending, but I won't pull Lindy Ruff.
Chalk. Complete chalk.
But Giroux butt grab is in first place. Elbowing, who we now know is the great Jose Galvez, is 1.5 behind.
That's right, it's Jose.
And Anti Niemi's 5 back, Area 51. Is 7 back. He's taking a mighty tumble. Pronger's cap hit and is 15 back. I am now known as Sweet Hands. I am 20 back. But if anyone is going to win the league, I wouldn't mind it to be Giroux butt grab because that's my favorite.
You got to love that name.
Of the league.
Yeah. You got to love that name. But look at Jose.
Yes. Jose's right there. He's right there. All right. Now we have a save of the week. Have this on your iPod, that Cinderella Graham thing.
I listen to it every morning when I wake up.
There you go.
Yeah,
good man. Good
That's
man.
How I get started.
Good man. Yeah. So we have
shadow boxing in the mirror.
We have your man.
Hamburglar.
The Hamburglar on Tyler Toffoli.
Right.
And then we have our boy Pittsburgh boy the Duck Johnny Gibson on Jeff Carter.
Mm-hmm.
A sick ass save. Then here, another olive branch to the Minnesota. We have Devin Dubnyk with the Joe Cocker save. Lift me up, or I'm like on the neck and the shoulder.
Man.
I call that the Joe Cocker.
That was the Joe Cocker. Yeah.
That's really funny to me.
Very cool.
Thank you. And then our buddy John Gibson, again, Pittsburgh boy, against Lindy Ruff's guy, the Fiddler, because the Fiddler couldn't go on the roof. The ba-boom, but Gibby stopped him. But now here is the save of the week. It is Brett Burns of the San Jose Sharks just stopping Desjardins. I can't do the French correctly.
Desjardins,
he sounds a little different than Desjardins, than old school Desjardins. Now it's like Desjardins. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, you're right.
The guy from Canadians.
Yeah.
He scored, and Brett Burns pulled it back. They reviewed it like 1,000 times.
Oh, man.
And Brett Burns just had the great save.
That's the
great
save of the week?
It is amazing. Brett Burns playing hard. He doesn't want to be traded. That's probably the one thing at the deadline I did not understand, how the only Shark they got rid of was Tyler Kennedy.
Yeah.
And, you know, whatever some
you
other...
You thought it was going to be a fire sale.
I think it should have been a fire sale.
I think it probably should have been a fire sale, but it's like if they just picked up one or two guys, they'd probably squeak in to the wild card, and then you don't want to face that team in the playoffs. It's still good.
Well, they befuddled this show for many a year.
Yeah, we can never figure it out. You can never figure it out because they got some good players.
Yeah, You know Thornton just loves the bars in San because he is a no. Well, I don't know. I think Joe Thornton's really really.
They do have
a good
some
player.
Good bars.
And
in
I'm not trying to
San
knock
Jose.
His. I'm not trying to say anything about him party. I have no idea. He could be a family guy.
Yeah,
but he doesn't want to be traded. Him and Marlowe.
Yeah,
they ripped the C's off of those guys, and they won't waive their no trade clause.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, no, I like my house and my pool and my dog likes it here.
Yeah. If you rip the sea off, yeah.
Yeah, it's a weird
thing. Yeah, man,
team.
That's usually a...
It's
a
dynamic cannot be good.
It's a weird thing. Now, here's the most coveted of the awards. It's the newest of the awards.
Mm-hmm.
And a personal, and probably my personal favorite. And this week we have two choices, but first...
Oh, you gotta love this theme song. They're all good theme songs.
Dio, the man on the silver mountain, for the man of the week.
Man of the week.
Now, it could be my man, Mr. Geno Malkin, because he has 3 points in his last three games in a row. He's the highest points per 20 minutes in the. That's not even some screwy stat. Basically, he has the most points per game in the league. Great week for him. Ever since he said, everyone relax. We're going to be good.
Yeah.
They haven't lost.
Yeah.
Now, I know they're going to go on this road trip, and by the time you hear this, they could have lost three straight.
Yeah.
But I'm playing it. But that's not my pick, because like I told everyone last week and the week before, I'm not going to give the DO to Malkin until like April and May.
Oh, okay.
When it really matters, when he will be the man on the mountain.
And who is the winner?
The winner is, it sounds like home cooking.
Hamburglar.
Hamburglar. Two shutouts.
Baby.
We did it, baby.
He didn't win. He didn't lose a game until last night.
No, and even
six
that
I'd already typed up this award.
He has no regulation losses in his first six NHL games. East Coast Hockey League call up. The guy
Mr. Hammond
wasn't even on the bus. He was driving to the games on road trips.
He was Ubering.
Well, he's coming from his other job
driving
at McDonald's.
Uber, mind you. He was the driver.
You got to love the Hamburglar.
The puck burglar right there, right? I mean, and it's totally.
It's our man of the week.
He was in.
He looks good. He doesn't look like luck. Like, he looks like he's moving quick. I was a goalie. Like, I played junior. Like, I think I know what I'm talking about in terms of, like, I'm not that, but I know what a good goalie looks like. He's quick.
The burglar looks good.
There you go. Yeah. Graham K now says himself as the best goalie on
the show.
On the show.
Yeah. I am now demoted. I'm at the AHL.
The last player I in the NHL that I played with growing up got traded yesterday, and I think they're going to send him down to the minors. Rene Bork. He just got traded.
Oh, did you play
for
Rene
Bork? The deadline.
Yeah. He got traded from the Ducks.
Yeah. He got waived already by the Ducks. And then,
he's going to the AHL.
And
too
bad. He couldn't get waived. Like, he got waived and no one wanted him.
Yeah.
I always think that's the funniest way to get sent away. You're waived. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. That's a real wave.
you've been waived.
Oh,
you've been waived. But you know, here's the whole – but. It's not home cooking. It's not what we did because Graham is here. He deserves it. And B, I typed up this cheat sheet and sent it to you before I went.
Before you even knew that Graham was going to be on the show.
Before I went and saw Graham, and I was like, oh my God, you're in town. Come do the show.
And
you moved here. So now you'll be fighting Bag and Jose Galvez for the coveted third seat.
Happy to. Good company.
Former goalie.
It's good times. One more thing before we go talk about here is ESPN got the rights to the World Cup.
Awesome.
World Cup
That's
of
good.
Hockey.
It's good for hockey.
It's great. It's great for hockey because they'll have
finally
to show
ESPN
it.
Is supporting hockey.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll Come have on. To. And even more important than that, no Pierre.
All right.
I love that you hate Pierre.
Yeah.
I despise Pierre.
He doesn't like him.
When they were fighting in the benches, the Caps and the Penguins, I'm like, just someone hit Pierre.
Wow.
Loose stick. People in Pittsburgh loved it, too, on the tweets.
Bet.
They're like, it's funny because he was a former Penguin coach, but it's just like, I don't know if that's why he goes out of the way to just, you know, mm-hmm. to seem like he's against
the – annoying.
You know what? No matter what game I watch with him, he annoys me. He just – and I think he's one of the reasons why hockey gets lower ratings because who wants to watch him talk?
Yeah. Yeah, he's sort of a know-it-all, sort of wiener guy.
Nobody likes a know-it-all.
Yeah,
and no one watching in Salt Lake City cares where, you know, someone played junior hockey.
Yeah.
It's all information that nobody cares. Are you trying to impress Edzo? Because Edzo's like betting horses.
Yeah. He played for the Swift Current Bronc. His dad played for Swift Current, some town you've never heard of.
Yeah.
Unless you got some tips on the ponies.
Yeah. Edzo, I mean, Edzo was like a number two pick overall. Good looking guy. He's got a family. He's a horse. Like, you think Edzo cares what you're talking? Like,
no, it's
like,
the king.
Who are you impressing? And they always ask, right, Eddie? And Eddie's like, yeah, Pierre. Like,
yeah, he just agrees with everything. He's the Ed McMahon.
Yeah, they always go, what do you think, Edzo? And Edzo's like, just shut up. Like, but when Edzo's not there, it's even horrible. I mean, they should give Edzo combat pay.
That's hilarious.
I love Edzo.
Pierre is the minutia king.
It's worthless.
During the World Juniors, they were in Ottawa a couple years ago, and there was like the gold medal game. You know, they're like, oh, this team is gonna play this team, and oh boy, this, you know, Canada hasn't won in a while. Like, you should be talking. He's like, Ottawa is a great place to raise a family. Excellent school system. And it's like, what are you talking about?
I'm writing that down.
And because he works every night, he doesn't really watch any. So the one time he was saying, you know, like, say, like, when, you know, like, you're like, oh, the, you know, like, they're really high, like whatever, like Simone Dupre, like, I watch every Penguin game, and I like Simone Dupre, and Disco Dance screwed him over. But let's say I've watched the last four games, and Simone Dupre's been like a -9. Mm-hmm. He'll go in the air and be like, the Penguin, he's been really playing solid hockey for him. Like, you were like working a game last night, you haven't watched them. Just shut up, Pierre. People like watching games because all I do is say, shut up, Pierre.
Yeah.
But I say other words too. And the other great thing.
He's a Bill Walton of. Yep.
But Bill Walton's entertaining. Like, yeah. But the other thing is the captain's great friend and a friend of everyone who loves hockey, the great Barry Melrose.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love Barry Melrose.
Will now be doing hockey.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. That guy should be in the booth.
They had Barry Melrose night here in L.A. a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And next Thursday.
It was bigger than the Stanley Cup final parade.
The party. Really? The party was.
More people. Yeah, the party.
The bar crawl.
Yeah.
he looks like a fun guy to hang out with.
Oh, he's the coolest.
Oh, man. Yeah. He's old school.
And, you know, his knowledge is pretty sharp.
He knows. He knows the game. But they're having Jeremy Roenick. Night, you've already heard this. When you hear this, it happened on Thursday. Tomorrow's Jerry Mironik night in Phoenix, and they're handing out a bobblehead.
Are they?
And it's,
does it have a golf club in it? Hey! Come on,
you
everybody.
Beat me too. There you go. Oh, the cap. No. That's awesome. The captain stepping up. You tee him up, boom.
Did Roenick play for Phoenix?
Oh, he technically did. He played a lot of golf in Phoenix.
That's hilarious.
Do you even remember him in Phoenix? He played there. Exactly.
I don't.
He
a lot of good golf courses.
Oh, yeah.
That's hilarious. Good for him.
Yeah. But isn't that hilarious, though? You got me.
That was teamwork, my friend. That was an assist.
Yeah, right there, the captain. Yeah. That's a good one.
Well, guys, I think it's pretty much time to wrap it up.
Oh,
it was a good one, though. Graham is awesome. Yeah.
Always fun when Graham came. Awesome. And now we moved here, so... And now
he's in the mix.
Now you have a new mistress. You might join the Ducks. As might be your mistress team, I guess, right?
I don't know. We'll see. They traded Renee Bork, so
yeah, right. Come on, that's right.
We like the Ducks too. We're not anti Duck.
No.
I'll have trouble liking the Ducks because they're the team that beat Ottawa in the Stanley Cup Finals in 2006.
Oh.
And that still bothers me.
Yeah.
They were a much better team, but it does bother me. I like the Kings. I do like the, as a team. I like
you like Kings.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask as a final thing, guys: the Kings get in or not?
Oof. That is tough.
The last time I said no, that is constructed. They rolled off 8 in a row.
Yeah, then they won 8. Why don't you say no again? Maybe they'll get in.
I tell you, they. It doesn't look good. If I had to bet, I would say no. But if they get in, that is a team you do not
want to
play.
It's a whole different deal.
And they prove that time and time again.
Yep.
Right now, they're 3 points behind Minnesota.
Minnesota is playing so
even,
well.
Even number of game. Well, yeah. And they picked up Jordan Leopold, so, I mean, the sky is the limit in Minnesota.
I'm writing a letter.
Yeah.
Jordan Leopold was an instrumental player for Calgary making it to the finals 500 years ago.
Yeah, when Iggy was – poor Iggy, too. You think Iggy went to Colorado thinking he was going to
– Yeah, that looked like
a dumb move even back then.
Lead the team in every step. Well, I thought that was the key. Yeah, I thought them losing Stastny was a big miss.
Yeah,
but I thought Iggy would be what they needed. A veteran guy. They just don't have enough defense. They just don't play any defense.
They just took everyone by surprise 2 years ago.
Right.
And then everyone is like, okay, these guys aren't bums. We're going to play our number one goalie and try hard. And then now they're okay.
Yeah. Well, they don't have enough defensemen.
No.
Neither does the great Lindy Ruff. But it's all going to change in the summer. But that's for another. Mm-hmm. That's for another. When they go out and get Paul Martin or somebody else, that'll be all for another.
Minister of Defense.
Yeah man.
We know when they go out and when they go get a number, not the Paul Martin, the number one, but when they go get a guy that can eat up minutes. I mean, just think if Subban played for Dallas.
Ooh. Oh man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know I picked an Norris Trophy. Think if Paul Martin played for Dallas, how it would be all different for them. It'd be all different. And then they wouldn't have to blame Letton as much because he wouldn't see his.
He wouldn't have to listen to Lindy reading him after the game.
I like that old school not babying your goalie.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah.
No. He did not. This is Graham. Anything to plug? Anything going on with your bad self?
You know what? You can visit my website, comedybythegraham.com.
It's spelled with an H, too.
Yeah, like the cracker.
Because your email kept bouncing back to me, and I'm like, what?
Oh, you put Gray, G-R-A-E-M-E.
Yeah, I'm not. I took a lot of pucks to the head myself.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Comedy by the Graham, or you can add me on Twitter, at Graham K Comedy, G-R-A-H-A-M-K-A-Y Comedy.
Beautiful. Great guest. Great guest.
One of the all-time greatest.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. I had a lot of fun.
Beautiful.
We love them.
I came up in the 80s where Comedy by the Gram took on a whole new meaning.
Well, for you, it was Comedy by the Ounce.
That explains a lot.
You're doing great.
Well, thank you, my friend. what do we got going, Joe? How
you? I'm doing sets every night. Been doing sets, just all around town. Getting back out there, feeling good.
You feeling good?
Yeah, the skates. I think we have a big announcement on next week's, or a big new thing on next week's show too. A little teaser.
I think it's
gonna be really good.
Great, great.
Yeah, and I'm not gonna say anything because I don't want to jinx it. But
all right, that's a teaser.
And Captain, where are you this weekend?
Well, I just want to thank everybody for checking out the KLOS show Sunday nights, 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. Pacific time on 95.5 KLOS. I appreciate the whole Puck Off Legion Army. Listening to me every week, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, they're loyal. We got the best fans. Thanks again, fans.
Yeah, they're the best. Yeah.
Thanks again, fans. You guys are the best.
All right, guys. We thank you for joining us here on Puck Off. We are out.